This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Froh. The Israeli military says Iran has launched a number of drones toward Israel. The Army spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said it would take several hours for the aircraft to arrive. He spoke Saturday evening and said Israel was prepared. Israel has been on heightened alert since an airstrike last week killed two Iranian generals in Syria. Iran accused Israel of being behind the attack and vowed revenge. Israel has not commented on that attack. The White House says it will provide unspecified support for Israel's defense against an ongoing airborne attack from Iran. National Security spokesperson Adrian Watson said in a statement Saturday that, quote, Iran has begun an airborne attack against Israel. She added the United States will stand with the people of Israel and support their defense against these threats from Iran. At least six people were killed in a deadly stabbing attack at a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
A man's been fatally shot after stabbing at least six people to death in a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. The suspect injured many more, including a baby, and footage from the scene shows scared people streaming out of the mall. New South Wales police confirms the threat is over, and during a press conference about the investigation and the suspect, Police Commissioner Karen Webb says the incident is not believed to be linked to terrorism.
If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Addressing the public after the attack, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese praised the police inspector who took out the suspect at the scene.
She is certainly a hero. There's no doubt that she saved lives through her action.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The executor of O.J. Simpson's estate plans to fight payout to the families of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
O.J. Simpson made his longtime lawyer, Malcolm Laverne, his estate executor. The will named Simpson's four children as beneficiaries and notes that all his property went into a trust created this year. Laverne told the Las Vegas Review-Journal he specifically did not want the parents of murder victim Ron Goldman to see any money from Simpson's estate. The Goldmans and the family of Simpson's ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson won a $33 million judgment against the former NFL star in 1997 after he was acquitted of murder in the criminal trial surrounding their deaths. Simpson was later found guilty and jailed for a 2007 robbery. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The last of 174 people stranded in cable cars high above a mountain in southern Turkey have been rescued. They were brought down nearly 23 hours after one pod hit a pole and burst open, killing one person and injuring seven when they plummeted to the rocks below. The accident occurred around 5:30 p.m. Friday at the Tunaketepe cable car just outside the Mediterranean city of Antalya. Helicopters with night vision capabilities continued the rescue operation throughout the night. The U.S. House of Representatives passes reauthorization of a key U.S. surveillance program after days of upheaval over changes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The bill does not include broad restrictions on how the FBI uses the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702, to search for Americans' data. Critics among the Republicans, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't.
On his Truth Social site, former President Donald Trump wrote in capital letters, "Kill FISA," saying it was illegally used against him. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagu says Republicans have held back passage of this and other important legislation.
Instead, their top priority, the Refrigerator Freedom Act.
First authorized in 2008, FISA has been renewed several times and is seen as crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The bill now moves on to the Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Cyprus says it's suspending processing all asylum applications by Syrian nationals because of large numbers of refugees from the war-torn country that continue to reach the island nation by boat, primarily from Lebanon. In a written statement Saturday, the Cypriot government said the suspension is also partly because of ongoing efforts to get the European Union to redesignate some areas of Syria as safe zones to enable repatriations. Some 2,140 people arrived by boat to Cyprus between January 1st and April 4th of this year, the vast majority Syrian nationals departing from Lebanon. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.